And the poor little ugly duckling was so alone, he had no friends, no one to look after him at all. Isn't that sad, Albert? Albert? Ah, he's gone to sleep. Good. Now I can eat that banana. Lovely.
Oh, said banana. Who is banana?
You know, Albert, you're the only person I know who can be woken by the sound of a banana being peeled.
We present Albert and Me, starring Richard Beckinsale and featuring Pat Coombs and John Comer, with special guests Robert Gillespie, Diana Berriman, and Douglas Blackwell. There are days in everyone's life when a little rain must fall, and it's on days like those you bump into the idiot who makes a hole in your umbrella. Much like Brian Archer greets his damp neighbor, Dave.
Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. Isn't it a lovely day?
It's raining and my socks are wet.
Is it? Oh, you better come in. Come into the living room. I'm just changing Albert.
I'll wait out here till you've finished.
No, no, come on. I've only got to put a nappy on him. You all right, Albert? Left over right, right over left.
Sounds like you're tying him in a knot.
Pin and done. There's a good boy. Here's your plasticine. And don't poke it up your nose today.
I just called round to say our Doreen says it's okay for babysitting Friday night. She'll be around about 7.
That's great. I'm playing Chalky in the first round of the Pig and Whistle snooker tournament. I don't want to miss that. Albert, I told you not to poke it up there.
Sounds like Punch and Judy. Now give him a string of sausages.
Come here. Oh, that'll be the post.
Yeah, I'll get it while you go potholing up his hooter.
Look, come on. Look, keep your nose still. There.
Away. Here you are. One letter.
Ta. Hello. That handwriting looks familiar. Wonder who it's from.
What's the postmark?
Glasgow.
That's odd.
What is?
Glasgow and a first-class stamp. That's the Scottish equivalent of a telegram.
I don't know anyone who lives in Glasgow.
I didn't know they could even write in Glasgow.
Let's see. Dear Brian, I am anxious to see Albert again. After all, he is my son. I will arrive on Thursday evening. Yours, Rose. Rose!
Ooh.
Rose, Albert's mother.
I didn't know he had a mother.
Of course he's got a mother. Think I had him.
Well, you never know these days, all these operations. You know Jack Thompson down at the garage?
Yeah.
I knew him when he was a girl guide.
Oh.
You never mentioned Albert's mother to me. I didn't even know you were married.
We weren't.
Get away.
No, it all happened before you moved in next door. It was a year ago Rose went off and left us. Albert was 6 months old.
No.
Yeah, with an electrician. Wonder why the sudden interest in Albert.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
What is?
Well, she wants him back, doesn't she?
She can't do that.
Of course she can.
Can she?
Yes.
Well, isn't there anything I can do to stop her?
You know what you need, don't you?
What?
To get yourself some good advice.
Yeah. Or I could go and see me mum and dad.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Mum.
Who is it, Lil?
Me, Dad. With Albert.
I thought you'd be round.
You do look upset, Brian. Is anything wrong?
I've had some bad news and I've come for your help.
Yes, I heard you playing Chalky White on Friday in the snooker tournament.
I'm not talking about Chalky White.
Well, you ought to be. You clear that table before you chalk your cue.
Look, I'm not interested in the snooker match. I've got a bigger problem with Albert.
I knew it.
What?
Well, it's his chest, isn't it? Oh, you ought to put more wool on him. Or some red flannel. That's very good.
Look, if I put more wool on him, I'll need a sheepdog to round him up.
Well, it's not the snooker. What is your problem?
It's Albert's mother, Rose. She's coming to see him on Thursday.
Oh, that is nice.
Nice? I reckon she wants to take him away from me.
She can't do that. Anyway, where would she take him?
Scotland.
Nice place, Scotland. And little Albert can wear a kilt up there.
Shut up, Lil. Are you sure she's come to take him away, Brian?
Well, why else will she appear after all this time?
Oh, I don't know, Brian. It might be a good thing for Albert.
What?
Well, a child does need a mother. It is natural. Like you needed me to look after you.
But I've looked after him all this time. It's me who taught him to walk.
But he can't walk.
Well, he can fall over properly.
Well, we've got to look at this from Albert's point of view.
Look, but he doesn't even know Rose. Look, for all he knows, Doris at the baker's could be his mum.
Right. You haven't been at it again, have you?
No, I haven't. Well, that is not... No, what am I going to do about Rose? What if she takes me to court?
Oh, she wouldn't.
She might, Lou. And you know what these courts are like? They always come down on the mother's side.
There you are, then.
All she's got to do is say that you're not Albert's father and you've had it.
Not his father? Look at the pair of us. How many other people do you know with nostrils like ours?
Well, there's that Coleman used to call. Remember, Bri?
Do they have nostrils like this?
Well, either him or his horse.
Stupid woman.
Look, you see the trouble I'm in?
Well, I reckon your best bet is to get some professional advice.
Where?
Well, go down to the police station. They'll tell you what the law says.
He's right, Bri. They soon stop Mr. Crowshaw keeping a pig in his front garden.
That was Mrs. Crowshaw sunbathing. Anyway, you go down to the police station.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Right, well, now we've got that out of the way, let's get down to the serious stuff. Are you in good shape for Friday's match?
Oh, I don't know. This business with Rose.
Oh, that'll sort itself out. Look, if you come along to the club this afternoon, I'll give you practice, teach you a few tricks.
I'll have to bring Albert.
Well, that's all right. They let you in, they'll let anybody in. I'll book the table for three.
But isn't Albert too little to play?
For 3 o'clock, woman, not three people. Well, Brian?
All right, I suppose it's a good idea.
You like a cup of tea, Bri?
No. I better go down to the police station and find out where I stand. In we go, Albert. Morning. This is the police station, is it?
Yes, sir. That is why we have the word police outside.
Oh, yes, but it might have been a police hostel.
True. There again, it could be a fire station, which is why we put the word police outside. To stop fire engines squeezing their way through the door.
I see. Does it happen often, then?
What?
Fire engines trying to squeeze... Oh, it's a joke.
Yes, sir, a witticism calculated to invoke merriment. Now, if you will kindly utter a short burst of mirth and shut the door as you leave, I can get on with my work.
Actually, I've come about my son, Albert.
Is this him? Hello there. Coochie, 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 coochie. He hardly looks the criminal type. But you can never tell. Give him a jemmy and a set of skeleton keys and who knows what he might do.
Knowing him, poke him up his nose.
Don't mind me asking, sir, but is this a social call or was there something you wanted?
Well, a year ago, Albert's mother went off.
A year ago?
Yeah.
It's taken you a long time to notice she's gone, isn't it? Oh, very well, I'll just take a few particulars.
That's very kind of you. I was worried you wouldn't listen to me.
Whatever gave you that idea, sir?
Well, this might sound a little silly.
Don't worry, sir. We get all manner of loonies in here. Name?
Brian Anthony Archer.
And this Brian Anthony Archer is the mother of this child?
No, that's me.
You?
Yeah. I'm the father. His mother's name is Rose Olive Smith.
I see. Well, let's start again, shall we? Olive Smith. And you are Brian Anthony Archer.
Right.
And this is Albert.
Hello there, young man. How are you, eh?
Good. Now, age.
Well, he's 18 months old.
Of Rose Olive Smith. How old is she?
Ah, well, let's see. She's, ageless, really.
Ageless?
Yeah, it depends on how she feels. I mean, some days she looks like 19, and other days she looks like 1914.
25, approx. Height?
Ah, well, yes, let's see. Well, it's a long time. I had to bend down 6 inches to nibble a neck.
5'7". Any particular characteristics?
Yeah, well, yes, she had, No, she didn't. No, that was the one before, Rose. No. Yes. She used to get annoyed easily.
Lived with you, did she, sir?
Yeah.
I do understand. Anything more concrete you can tell us?
Sorry, no. Ah, I can ask her to come in on Thursday and you can see her for yourself.
Come in?
Yeah.
You mean you know where she is?
Yeah, she's up in Glasgow.
She's not a missing person?
No.
Look, if you're one of these practical jokers, I'm telling you straight.
No, I want some advice.
And it will be a pleasure to give you some.
No, no, no. She's coming back on Thursday to take Albert away from me.
Oh. You sure you haven't got an hidden camera trained on me?
Yeah.
Look, let me get this straight. Your son's mother left you a year ago.
Yeah.
This is that son.
Yeah.
Poor little soul.
Hello. Hello. Are you all right? Yes.
And she's coming back this Thursday to see said son.
Right. And I think she wants to take him away from me.
From what I've seen of you, sir, that would seem to be a good idea.
Well, I don't think so. And what I want to know is, what is the law's position on this?
I see. Well, sir, that I can tell you.
You can?
Absolutely. Without hesitation and coming straight to the heart of the matter, I can tell you the position of the police force, and myself in particular. It is totally and utterly nothing to do with us.
Eh?
This is a civil matter. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I think it's time I got back to the more serious matter of working out my overtime. Good day.
Let's sit here on this bench for a minute and look at the birds, Albert. Ooh, that's better. All that pram pushing is wearing my feet out. You all right, Albert? Albert? Ah, he's asleep. Sleep while you can, Albert. You won't get much sleep in Glasgow with all them bagpipes.
Hello. Hello, young man. Do you mind if I sit there? Yeah.
No, not at all.
Oh, thanks. Oh, dear. There used to be a lot more benches in this park a few years ago.
Really?
Yes, till they started coming in here and breaking them up. Tearing and chopping the wood off then, they was.
You mean the hooligans?
No, the council. They said it was the only way to stop them being vandalised. Oh, is this your baby?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he sweet? What's his name?
Albert.
Ah. Where's his mum, then? At home having a rest?
No, I'm bringing him up on my own at the moment.
No. Now, ain't that a coincidence?
What is?
My dad brought me up on his own.
No.
Yes. My mum ran off with an undertaker.
No. His mum ran off with an electrician.
Well, I never. One lights them up and one lays them out.
Did you miss your mum?
Well, it's so long ago. I can only remember my dad. He was in the trenches, you know.
What, in France?
No, Camberwell. He used to dig sewers.
Oh.
Your little boy's a lucky little boy to have his dad looking after him.
He may not think so.
Oh, he will when he's older, you see. Oh, well, anyway, I've got to be getting along. He'll be expecting me this afternoon.
Who?
My dad. I always go see him Wednesday afternoons, and I always take him some bread pudding for his tea. Nice to have met you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and good luck to you and your little boy.
That settles it, Albert. If her dad could do it, then I can. We won't give in as easy as that. Hey, Albert? Let's see. Tin of mushrooms. How do you feel about strained apples, Albert? Hard locks, all they've got. And leave those alone. Look, no. You touch that and the whole pile will fall down. Look, just sit on the trolley and be a good boy while I get the rest of your food. Let's have a look. Make your baby bounce with health. Give him a rubber rusk. Hey, do you hear that, Albert? Albert, a rubber... Albert! Albert, don't touch that! Look, you don't listen, do you? Now we're for it.
Hey, you! I saw that.
I am sorry.
You rammed your trolley right into that pile of tins.
Me?
And that little baby. You might have hurt the poor little chap.
It's disgraceful. Downright hooliganism.
Just look at the mess. You dented all those batteries.
But
and flattered my special offer.
That wasn't me. It was
Look at these eggs. Look at them all over the floor.
Well, you could always sell them as ready-made omelettes.
I've had just about enough of you people coming in here using the place as a speedway.
I wasn't.
You stay here. I'm going to call for the police.
Oh, no.
All right. What's going on here?
Oh, Sergeant, thank goodness.
What would seem to be the trouble, sir?
This grey tout here rammed his trolley into my display deliberately.
I didn't.
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Do you know him?
We have met, sir.
Hey, did you hear that? He's known to the police.
I knew it as soon as I saw him. He's got a criminal face, I seen.
What do you mean?
Frieda said the same. That's her on bacon and fat, Sergeant.
How dare you?
Now, all right, look, calm down. I can handle it.
But that poor baby.
Here. Do you reckon he stole it?
Look, this is my son. Tell him who I am, Albert. Say, Dada.
Look. If you leave this to me...
Is he a famous criminal?
The rate he's going, he soon will be. Well, Mr. Archer, you're going to come along quietly. For knowing you, I expect you'll make as much noise as possible.
On what charge?
Well, let's see. How about disturbing the peace? Malicious damage? Driving a supermarket trolley without due care and attention? And whilst under the influence of an unsound mind? Not forgetting an assault on batteries.
Hello, little fella. Lucky you didn't do all this, eh?
What do you mean he didn't do all this?
I'm glad you agree with me. Poor little soul. Frankly, for his sake, I reckon the sooner his mother arrives, the better. Now, shall we proceed down to the station?
Hello, Dad.
Hey, where have you been?
We're
banned. Hello, little Albert. Do you know, 15 minutes I've been waiting here, leaning on my queue. One bloke come up and asked me if the head of my broom had fallen off.
I got arrested.
Arrested?
Was his fault?
Shush you to blame a defenceless baby.
Him? Defenceless? Albert knocked over a pile of tins in the supermarket and I got run in for it.
What happened?
I got a caution, he got a chocolate biscuit.
Well, now you're here, let's get on. Now, you're going to have to be good to beat Chalky. He can do things with a cue that make your hair go white.
So can I.
I'm talking about snooker. I'll break. Yes, it was good, wasn't it, Albert? Oh, look at that.
What?
He's dropped his chocolate biscuit right by the centre pocket. You should have put his prancer near the table. Still, you'll miss him, though.
Maybe she won't turn up.
Who?
Rose.
Oh, forget Rose for now. Let's get on with the game. Now, let's see. You've got that red in the top pocket. Double back on the pink. Put side on it for the middle red. Then go down the table for the brown. Oh, no, you can't. That's chocolate biscuit.
I don't know what to do.
I've told you. Put the red in the top.
No, about Rose. I can't play snooker when I'm thinking of her turning up.
Is she bringing that bloke down with her? That electrician she ran off with?
I don't know. Why?
He can fix that faulty plug in your kitchen while he's around. Now, are you going to take your shot? See, even Albert's getting impatient.
All right, but my heart's not in it.
Now, come on. The red's sitting right over the pocket.
All right.
Oh, now what we have done? Torn the cloth.
It's worry.
Worry? It's criminal. And you know he's going to pay for it, don't you?
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You are.
Keep your ears still, Albert. We want you looking clean for your mother. Should be here soon. Wonder if she's changed. Fancy her moving to Scotland. She never liked porridge when we lived together. Let's do up your shirt. There. There. You're all ready. I'm glad one of us can find something to laugh about. There she is. Well, this is it. Hold up, Albert. I'm coming. Hello.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Oh, sure. You want to see Albert?
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, he said. He's in here.
Thanks.
Albert, this is your mother.
Oh, hello, Albert.
Mama.
He's grown.
Yeah.
Well, you look well. Both of you.
Thanks. You look, how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Have a cup of tea?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I've
I've only got tea bags.
Oh, that's all right.
Right. Still two sugars?
No, I've given that sugar.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's been a long time, Brian.
Yeah.
12 months.
Yeah. A year.
Yeah. I've had another baby.
What?
A little girl, Joan, 2 months ago. And I'm married now.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wasn't in touch before. I didn't know how to tell you or face you. But when Joan was born, I realised just how much I missed Albert.
I see.
I wanted to see him again. You know.
See him?
Yeah. Well, just for a bit.
What? Oh, you mean just see him?
Yeah. Well, he looks very well. I hope you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, no. I know. I'm very relieved.
Why?
Well, to know that you're not going to... to know that you're all right. You are all right, are you? I mean, are you happy, Rose?
I think so. Well, now I've seen you and Albert. Oh, Brian.
There she blows.
Pardon?
The kettle. It's quite like old times, isn't it? Albert, show your mother what you can do with your plasticine while I make the tea.
Why, it's Brian.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Brian, what is it?
Oh, taking a notice of him. Grief has turned his brain.
No, nothing like that. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
If he starts chewing the carpet, hit him with a coal hammer.
No, it's all right. And I've still got Albert.
Well, where is he?
He's at home. I've got someone round to babysit.
You mean Albert's not gone to Scotland?
What happened to Rose?
She's gone.
Gone?
That's right.
He's done her in.
Don't be silly. Even he wouldn't do a stupid thing like that. You haven't, have you? Only the police are very hot on that round here.
Nah, of course I haven't. Rose has gone back to Scotland. She just came down to see Albert.
Oh, that is a relief.
Thank heavens for that.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, not half. You can concentrate on tonight's game now.
Oh, Dad!
There's quite a crowd in here tonight to see you play. Nervous?
Nah. I can't see Chalky.
I expect he's in the bar doing his pre-match exercises.
Exercises?
Yeah, he always plays better when he's had a few. Evening, Sam.
Evening. Who's that?
Sam Ogden. He's giving me 100-1 against you. Hey, Brian, don't let him near your cue.
Why? Do you think he'll nobble it?
Nobble it? If he gets his foot anywhere near that cue, you'd think you're playing with a banana. Are you ready?
Yeah, can't wait.
Now, you know how to play it. Keep the reds bunched up, the cue ball away from the black, keep him working down the table. He's not happy with the long shots. That you'd see him.
But if it doesn't?
Stand on his foot when he's taking a shot. Hello. What's up with Sam?
Why?
He's smiling. I've never seen him do that before. Hang on a minute while I go and see what he's up to.
Oh, well. Might as well get me cue chalked. Let's see. Wish I had a waistcoat. I'll need one for when I get on pot black. Hey, what's up, Dad?
Good at the foot of our stairs. Talk about bad luck.
What is it?
The bet's void. Chalky can't turn up for the match.
Why?
He had an accident in the orchard where he works. According to Sam, he was standing still for so long someone sprayed him with insecticide.
That sounds bad.
It was. His flies fell off. Well, I reckon it's just an excuse.
So I've got a bye.
What do you mean?
Well, as Chalky hasn't turned up, I've won by default.
Default of whoever sprayed him.
That's enough of that. Anyway, they've been able to fix you up with another opponent.
Wheel him in. Who is it?
A bloke called Arthur Robinson.
Never heard of him.
I reckon he's pretty fair. Not as good as Chalky, though.
I'll take on anybody.
Now's your chance. This looks like him.
Now then.
Here it, Sergeant.
Now, which one of you two am I supposed to be playing with? Oh, no.
What is it?
No, it isn't you. Tell me it isn't you.
Yes.
You two know each other?
Know him? I wouldn't play snooker against Harry Kinnegan's here, not if they offered me a season on Z-cars.
Why not?
You anything to do with him?
I'm his dad.
We all have our problems. But you're welcome to this one. He's a walking disaster, Harry. Oh, no. I'm off before the table collapses on my foot.
The table's safe enough.
Not while he's around, it isn't. Good evening.
I don't think he wanted to play with you, Brian.
So I get me by after all.
And you keep, Albert. Well, as my old dad said, it's better to be born lucky than clever.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Richard Beckinsale as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum and John Comer as his dad. Also this week, Robert Gillespie featured as the police sergeant, Diana Berryman as Rose, and Douglas Blackwell as Dave.
Well, hey.
And laughing at them all, Albert. That was Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.